Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Inside Track.
You better come to work.
Leave no doubt.
Good luck. Don't expect I'll see you till after the race.
You want a mile. You want a mile. And I will break my foot off in your John Brown hind part. And then you will run a mile. Perfection!
We bring you weekly interviews relating to athletics from beautiful Washington, D.C.
So where does the power come from? See the race to its end from within.
Good evening, everyone. This is another edition of Inside Track. Last week, again, we had Kyle Merber on the episode. We're really excited to talk with him, and we're even more excited to welcome Brenda Martinez on the show today. She runs for New Balance, and she has some pretty exciting news about the 800 and some world rankings that just came out. So, Brenda, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ian. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're glad you got to take some time out of your training schedule. Obviously, you have a lot going on. Tell us about how this news just hit you with the world rankings.
Yeah, so the rankings just got published recently by Track and Field News, and we kind of didn't expect a top three in the world. And, I mean, we had an idea, maybe top seven or, you know, maybe top six, but to come out top third in the world was unexpected. But at the same time, I'm very, very grateful for everything that's happened this past year, whether it was good and bad. And, I mean, to come out at top, you know, being third is a big deal. So I'm really happy with the season how it played out.
And for you personally, you know, getting ranked third, does that just motivate you more, you know, with that target on your back? Or is that like, okay, now I got to get first?
Yeah. You know, I try not to put that pressure on myself that I have to win or I have to, you know, make that final and get a medal. I try to go into every single race knowing that I'm going to do my best. I don't necessarily have to win, but, you know, I go into my races prepared and mentally prepared as well. And, again, it's just believing in myself and just doing my best. And as long as I know that I gave it my all, then, you know, not only me, but the coaches and everyone working with me, they're going to be happy.
Absolutely. Now, one thing you said just then about the world rankings, you kept saying, you know, we were really surprised. We were this, we were that. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, kind of your support system and who is involved in that and, you know, who's helping you get to where you are?
Yeah, so I think the first person I'd probably want to talk about is my husband. He's kind of the one that's seen me kind of go through my up and downs. You know, we started dating in college, and coming out of college, I didn't know where to go. And, you know, we went around. We even moved to Colorado. That didn't work out. So we were definitely very lost. So he was the one that kind of knew, like, he didn't want to get involved as a coach, and he didn't have the experience. So that's when we kind of called Coach Vigil, and we told him our situation. And not that he got out of retirement. He was still very active, but not really coaching anyone. He was doing a lot of clinics at the time. And that was the time when he said, you know what, if nobody wants to help you, then I'll help you. And then we kind of had a plan was to, you know, change everything, change, you know, to the location, to the agent, and because things weren't working out at the time. So I got a new agent, Kimberly Holland out of Atlanta from Icon. And again, I mean, I stayed with New Balance at the time. I was really fortunate that they still picked me up, even though I had a rough senior year. And I would say that probably those are the top four people. And definitely Dan Selstad. He's my physical therapist down in San Diego. He's kind of the one that kept me healthy for, I would say, since the Olympic year. I was really injured that year. And, you know, I've kind of been loyal to him and continue to see him every other week. And I guess my family and friends, I don't really get to see them too often, but I know I have that cheerleading group, I would say, and I know I get lots of support from them. So
awesome. I think what a lot of people, you know, it's the one athlete out there in the races, but so much goes into making them, and that's really cool to hear. You know, you have all these people, and you're not actually working with Coach Vidge every day, correct? Your husband is timing you and out there with you on the track and stuff like that. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, so our situation is a little bit different than most athletes, I would say. So Coach Veal is out in Green Valley, Arizona, and he sends us a monthly schedule. So he has, like, a calendar printout, and he has the workouts that we have to do. And my husband's the one that kind of communicates with him and emails him a very detailed report. And my husband's been really good at, you know, mastering, like, details and telling them how I felt that day, how did the workout go, like, how did I look. And at times maybe he had to kind of back me off or something during a workout. But so it kind of gives Coach Vijo, like, a visual, like, how I look during training, even though he's not there. So, yeah, that's how we've been doing it for 3 years now. And it's, you know, we've come out of we just done so much. I mean, we got a medal out of it, and it just seems to be working.
Yeah. What made you go to him? You know, I would say a lot of people think him, you know, think Dina Katcher or maybe some longer distance, some cross-country people. What for you made him the coach to go to? Is it something where, you know, you maybe have aspirations for longer distances, or like what was that key thing about him that made you go to him as a coach?
Yeah. So my husband went to Marietta High School, and he knew of Coach Vijo because he was helping out with that high school program at the time. So I think he just planted a seed in my husband. Then he just knew Dr. Joe Vijo is the best coach in the world. He can coach all the way to the 800, to the marathon. And, you know, he's proved it now. You know, we have a medal in the 8, and Dina has a medal in the marathon. And so, I mean, ever since, the more and more he started talking about him, we kind of just, we didn't want to get coached by him because we just were like, well, he's not coaching anymore. But when he agreed to help us, I think that just, I couldn't believe it. So now we have that sense of urgency to keep his legacy alive and just do everything we can. So, but yeah, I do want to, I think he's training me to kind of be strong enough to be able to move up in distance. And I kind of been telling them, like, little by little, that I want to do the marathon, like, seriously, once I'm in my 30s. So
really,
it's a long time before that. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, that's, I'm still thinking about the 8 and trying to stay as long as I can in the 800.
What is it like, you know, you're not, you know, you work with New Balance, but you're not exactly, you know, training with those, that group all the time or at all. What is it like for you, training, working out, all that on your own? What, obviously you have your support system there, but it's you in those reps and it's you in the races. How does that translate?
Yeah, so New Balance is a really good company. They're really all in for their athletes and what they want. And they don't pressure us to, you know, you have to go with this coach or you know, a lot of sponsors do that. But they're really selective on who they pick up, and I feel like they picked up a good amount of girls that can do something great. It's a very small group. I think it's only like 8 or 9 of us. And I mean, they take care of the athlete, and they're not at all, don't even treat us like numbers or anything like that. Like, I can actually go have dinner with my boss, or I can call him anytime I want. So we definitely made a friendship kind of relationship, and I'm really comfortable where I'm at, and I really appreciate what they've done for not only me, but for the group. So, yeah, I'm really happy to be with New Balance.
That's amazing. Do you ever get a chance to, you know, train with Coburn and Simpson and, like, those, even Sarah Brown? Like, do you train with them ever, or are you really out there grinding them out on your own?
No, it's all my own. I mean, the people that are in my group, but we don't really train with any of the other girls. Obviously, we have different training plans, and I also go a little bit slower on my recovery days. And, I mean, a lot of these girls can go, like, 7:30, 8-minute pace on their easy runs. And I'm more like 9 minutes, 10 minutes, depending on how I feel. So no one ever wants to run with me.
So you were talking about easy days a little bit there. What's that workout that's getting you, you know, confident? It might be a month out, might be 3 months out. What's that workout that when you hit it, you're like, all right, I'm ready to go. I'm ready for my next big event. I'm ready for a PR. What's that workout for you?
Definitely the anaerobic tempos. Our anaerobic tempos are between 3 to 5 miles at 5-minute pace to 5:05 pace. And I recently did a 4-mile tempo last week, and it was probably one of my best ones. It was 2019, so I averaged 5:04 at every mile. And so we went back in our training logs, and I'm actually 3 months ahead of where I was last year. So I was hitting that pace, you know, in, was it March of last year? So I'm really confident now, and it's so early. So I'm a little bit scared, but I just got to take it one day at a time and not get overconfident. But those are probably one of the toughest workouts I have every week. And, yeah, I think once I hit that and I saw how early it was, I think I was just like, yeah, I think I'm going to have a good year. Now I just got to be careful.
Absolutely. Stay healthy and everything. So what are you gearing up for? What's that race on the horizon that you're looking at?
So I agreed to do the DMR at the Grand Prix on February 7th for New Balance. It's just going to be the 1600. I feel like it's just going to be a time trial. We're not really specifically, like, you know, setting up workouts to run fast or anything. I just think I got to rely on my strength and hopefully run a fast time, which I think I could. But then after that, it's going to be a break, and then I probably won't open up until Carlsbad 5K. Every year I open up at a road race, which is typically a 5K, and again, it's always at Carlsbad. So I love the course. It's fast, and yeah, and after that, it's just going to be a little bit of meets, and then I'll start focusing on my events.
All right. And what's that, you know, that's kind of the next few months here. What's that big goal, you know, that, you know, top of the list, if you didn't make anything else, this is what you'd want. What's that on the horizon for you?
I'm really focusing on is just trying to make that team to go to Beijing for the World Championships. And again, if I get there, then if I'm healthy on the line as well, I obviously would take it one round at a time. And if I make that final, then it can be anyone, and you know, it can be in contention to medal. But again, like, I would like to medal and better my previous performance at the World Championships.
Absolutely, and previously, you got third in the 800. What will you also be in the 800, or are you going to be in the 15?
I will do the 800. I'm going to try to stay in the 800 as long as I can until I feel like I can't compete in that event anymore, and then I'll probably decide to move up. But for as long as I can, I'll be the 8.
Absolutely. I like what you said there. You know, you're doing this DMR at the New Balance thing. Can you talk a little bit about what it was like, you know, the world relays, stuff like that? You know, do you see track and field, you know, kind of going that direction? What was that experience like for you kind of along those lines?
Yeah, a relay is definitely always fun doing. You know, you get every person to do their best on each leg. So, I mean, even having it at the Bahamas last year for the world relays, it was really exciting. You kind of just get lost and the emotion, because it's just so loud and they had so much music playing, and it was really fun. You know, that pressure kind of leaves. You just know you got to do your best for the next person, and I guess set them up to have a better leg for themselves as well. But yeah, I hope this is something that can get big, and I know they're going to continue the Bahamas again this next year, so I think they're fun, so why not be involved in it?
Yeah, absolutely. I was reading the other day that part of your running is to inspire younger girls, younger athletes. Can you talk about that a little bit? You know, how does that keep you going?
Yeah, I just remember growing up, there wasn't anything like, oh, like I looked up to someone. Well, I actually did. I looked up to Regina Jacobs, but I didn't know what was going on when I was younger. So I remember getting an autograph from her. And so I think, I feel like right now my job is to inspire our youth. You know, I just love helping our kids and getting them to believe that they can do anything. And I actually started a camp every summer for high school girls. And this is going to be the third year we're doing it. So I kind of do like a writing contest, and from there I pick the winners. And they're all from different schools and different backgrounds, what have you. And, yeah, they have a good time up here. We do clinics. We do running. You know, New Balance supports the gear, and they're in a cabin. We do clinics, seminars. We do talks. And, yeah, I just hope that they leave the camp very inspired and enlightened and knowing that they think they can do better. So, yeah.
So you
kind of what
New
I've been
Balance
doing as a side project.
Cool.
What was that?
You and New Balance put this on, and it's just like, how many people is it? Like what? And you just like people apply and you bring them up?
Yeah. So we do it. Yeah. I actually have to put the flyer up pretty soon, but I actually asked New Balance if they would help out. So each girl got a pair of, they got three pairs of shoes. And they got, like, two outfits, and, you know, I pretty much bought everything else, like the yoga mats, the stretch ropes, you know, a DVD. They go home with a DVD. I house them, obviously feed them. And, I mean, and we get volunteers to help out as well. Yeah, and then they write their story, whatever they want. And if it's worth reading, then, you know, I'm going to read it. And, yeah, and then from there I picked the girls and kind of, I don't know, it's just, I'm always trying to find ways to better it, and it's only girls that are kind of nearby, I guess, and I would like to expand it in the future, but it's pretty much girls in the San Bernardino, Riverside area. And, yeah, I mean, it's fun doing it, and I always do it pretty much after USA Nationals. Yeah.
Wow, that's a really awesome thing, you know, kind of give back. What do you teach them, you know, some things that you do off the track, you know? Is it the stretching? Is it the strength training? What do you personally emphasize, you know, off the track?
I would probably say we're starting to do a lot more plyometrics, trying to implement more things to, I guess, better my speed. I mean, every night I'm always doing core and, like 200 push-ups, arm runners, because my arms aren't that great. Yeah, I'm always just trying to focus on how to better my form, my efficiency on the track. And again, I guess trying to eat a little bit better. I don't want to change my diet too drastically, but little by little we're making changes. So, yeah, I think it's just more of planning and trying to stay on top of it.
Absolutely. Well, Brenda, we have come to the point in the show where we usually do the mile question section. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. We always start with this. We'll put 4 minutes on the clock, which is your 1500 PR. And the first question is, what's that last meal you ate?
The last meal I ate was leftovers from last night, and it was vegetable lasagna with the salad.
Awesome. Do you remember your first race, you know, kind of what time you ran, what it was, did you win, all that stuff?
Yeah, so I started running when I was 5, and I remember doing a race at Long Beach State, and I got blown out of the water in the 100 meters, and I remember having jean shorts on, so I didn't know what I was doing, and then that was when my coach decided to move me up to the 800.
that's a great one. What's your favorite, you know, running book or movie?
I would probably have to say my favorite book is Susie Favors, Hamilton's book. She's one of my good friends now, so the fact that I read her book and actually met her later in my life, we have a good friendship now.
Awesome. What's your favorite track or favorite location to run at, whether it's workout or race? What's that go-to spot for you?
I would probably say Claremont McKenna. We're actually able to train there without anyone seeking us out, so I tend to have really good workouts there.
Awesome, awesome. Is there an event you wish you could compete in?
The marathon.
Marathon. All right. So in a few, several years down the road, we'll see you in getting into that.
Yeah.
Of the New Balance shoes, what do you, you know, what do you train in? What do you race in? What do you do track workouts in?
Okay, so I do a lot of my mileage in the 880s. They're a really good stability shoe. When it comes to workouts on the roads, they came out with a new line called the Zontes, and they're great. I've had one of my best workouts. My long runs, I do my long runs in the Zontes. When it comes to speed workouts, I do it in the 800s. And I actually have a hybrid shoe. They made a custom spike for me when it comes to my longer intervals. So they're actually not in the market or anything like that. So that's kind of a perk of being a professional runner. New Balance can just make a shoe for you, and it seems to work. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I use.
That's pretty awesome. Are you more of a fan of speed work or those long run days?
I'm a fan of the speed work, but I know I have to do the long runs. They hurt so bad. My long runs are a little bit different than any typical Sunday long run. We actually do a warm-up and a cool-down for our long run, but our long runs tend to be really fast. So 10 miles at, like, 550 pace. So, yeah, those definitely hurt. And I can see myself doing a marathon, just kind of doing more of those, especially seeing that kind of training. Yeah.
Absolutely. So on your Twitter, you have your address where people can send you stuff. What's your best piece of fan mail that you've ever received?
Probably I get letters from girls that are asking if they can come to camp, and these girls are in different states. So when I always say, like, I want to expand in the future, you know, those are the girls that I want to bring in. But right now it's kind of hard knowing that I have a packed schedule. And, but yeah, I mean, even if they say, even if I can't go, like, if you can just write me back, that I would appreciate it. And sometimes I'll send, like, an autograph, or I actually sent a girl a Team USA jersey with a baton. So I think she really liked that.
Yeah, absolutely, I'm sure. And we're just hitting 4 minutes, so we'll ask you this last question. What is your biggest goal outside of running?
I would probably say I want to be a landlord. I actually want to own a few properties where I live. And, yeah, and then we'll just see how I can do that. So I'm going to take it 1 year at a time and try to save up money. Yeah.
All right. Cool. So I lied there. Our actual last question is something we always end on, and it's, what's the greatest piece of advice you've ever received? You know, what's that one thing that someone told you that you carry with you through workouts, through races? What's that piece of advice?
Every year we come up with a motto, and our motto this year is, if you can go there in the mind, you can go there in the body. So I use that for training. And it seems to work. And, you know, last year we actually used coaches as motivation. We, you know, last year we would say, you know, bleed for coach. So this year it's, yeah, if you can go there in the mind, you can go there in the body. That's probably, yeah, the advice that we've been carrying around.
Awesome. Well, Brenda, thank you for taking time out of your day to talk with us. Super excited to have you on
the
show. Thanks for coming on. And best of luck in all your training and moving forward.
Thank you, Ian. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
That was Brenda Martinez. You know, she gave us a lot of great information on all the different things she does to get ready for her events. As you heard, she's now ranked third in the world in the 800. And we were super excited to have her on the show. So we send a lot of thanks out to her. Give her a follow at DMartRun on Twitter. Also follow us at Ask Inside Track. We are bringing you a new episode every week. We'll have our guest for next week. We haven't quite nailed it down the time, but if you follow us on Twitter, obviously all that information is put out there. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Ian Lutz, and I'll see you out on the roads.